Anyway, so today I'm trying to map out the rest of the summer, you know, this last week and how we're going to cover all the topics I want to cover. Basically, what we have left is today we're going to do Geiros Belaila. Tomorrow, maybe before we go on the trip, we'll do a quick shiur on Mila before Tevila and Tevila before Mila. And then we have only two major topics left after that. We have Geiros L'Shem Ishus, which Rabbi Zilberman spoke about a little bit this morning, but needs to be elaborated on a lot. And we have Ger Katam. So each of those topics could take a week, but we're going to try to squeeze each one into a shiur. So because Wednesday, Thursday, that's all we have left, really. Maybe we'll have shiur on Friday. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how it all plays out. Maybe we'll have shiur Sunday. I don't know. We'll have to see how it all plays out. But for today, Geiros Belaila. So let's talk about the timing of Geiros. We know that you can't have yeshivas bathed in at night. So the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis says, Ein Madbilin Ger Belaila. However, the Gemara says that Milo Tavla L'Midusa, Minyan Mem Hayam Beis, the one line that we keep on saying in every single shir, comes up in every single, like when he said, what's the one thing every Amaretz knows about Geiros? I thought you were all going to say, Milo Tavla L'Midusa, you know, because that's the one line that we keep coming up with. But we know the halach is that Venidas Tovelas at night. So Venidas Tovelas at night, and you're not Matbil Ger at night, so that's a problem. How can you say that we're Matbil Ger Belaila, that we're in Matbil Ger Belaila, and still say that the Tevilas Nidus is what counts for the Tevilas Geiros? The Tevilas Nidus is always done at night. There are two things in halacha. There's a Nida and there's a Zava Gedola. A Zava Gedola could be Tovelas during the day, and we treat Nidus nowadays as a Zava Gedola, except for we're machmir that they only be tovel at night. So in that sense, we treat it like a Nida. Nida's Tevila must be done at night. Happens to be that a Nida's Tevila to be valid, to work, has to be done at night, whereas a Zava Gedola would work if it's done during the day. And that's why in certain extreme circumstances, will allow a Zava Gedola to be Tovel during, will allow a woman nowadays to be Tovel during the day in certain extreme circumstances. I just got a shayla yesterday. Someone told me they're up in camp, they're chinuch staff in the camp, and the closest mikvah is in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and it's like an hour and a half drive. Now, here are some things to know. Driving in the country at night is difficult, right? Especially for a woman all alone, it's extremely, extremely difficult to drive alone in the country at night. The halacha is that a woman is not allowed to eat before going to the mikvah. Right, so here you have a woman who's fasting. It was Shavas B'Tamuz. Lel Tevila was last night. So what's she going to do? She's going to go to the mikveh, drive an hour and a half to the mikveh, an hour and a half back, and she's not allowed to eat before she even goes to the mikveh. So obviously she could spend the last hour and a half of the fast driving, so that, you know, it's and she could bring some snacks in the car for after the mikveh. But it was like far from an ideal situation. So he wanted to know, can she be tovel during the day? So we're makel that she could be tovel today, right? Not yesterday, but in those circumstances. But typically for a Nida, that's because we have all the chumras of Zava Gedola, where it's not just 7 days of being tamei, it's seven clean days, which the halacha is Zava Gedola. After seven clean days, me'ikra adin could even be tovel during the day. But a Nida, where it's 7 days total, the tevila is at night. It has to be at night. There's no tevila during the day. So there's a real question. The Gemara said milo tevila nidusa, which works with the assumption that the tevila is going to be at night. So how can that be if ein madbilin ger belaila? So there are five approaches in Rishonim that I want to go through with you, and maybe jump off the topic at a certain point to see where, you know, within one of the sheets in Rishonim, to see where it takes us. First approach is not even an approach, it's just that we know that the Rambam would never ask such a kasha, right? The Rambam wouldn't be bothered by this kasha. Why would the Rambam not be bothered by this kasha? Because Mila Tavli Nedusa doesn't mean that that's her tefillah skeiros. Mila Tavli Nedusa just means that she's a generally from woman, and therefore she must have had a geiros somewhere along the way. But what about all the other Rishonim, right? Meaning the kasha is going to be according to all the other Rishonim. I just want to point out the Rambam, not only to say that the Rambam wouldn't have this kasha, but also because there's something funny in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Suri Bia, Perik Yud Gimel, Halacha Vav, paskins that if you're tovel ger at night, b'diavet, it works, that the geirus is valid if you tovel ger at night. Which l'chora the Rambam, the only hechrich for the Rambam to say that is Milo Tavla Medusa, but the Rambam doesn't have to say it because Rambam's not bothered by the kasha in the first place. Meaning that that would be a good way to answer this kasha, right? Meaning you would say Milo Tavla Medusa means that the gerus can happen at night, b'diavad. So b'diavad, it works if it happens at night, but l'chadchila ein makbilim ger b'layla. That would be a perfectly viable approach to answering the stira. The thing is, the Rambam doesn't need to answer this stira with that approach, because the Rambam doesn't have a stira to begin with. The Rambam thinks Milo Tavla Medusa has nothing to do with the Tevilas Gerus. And that's just Stama Tevila. So it is curious that the Rambam comes up with this idea of a difference between a L'chadchila and a B'diavad about Tevilas Ger B'layla. The only hechrich to come up with such a chilik is because you hold that there's a stira. But according to the Rambam, there's no stira. It's also strange that if you look in Shulchan Aruch and some Reish Samaches, Siv Gimel, Shulchan Aruch quotes the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam is that if you're Tovel Ger B'layla, Eino Ger V'tzorech La'atbilo again B'yom. That it's not even a Gerus B'chlal. That's what Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rif and the Rambam. It's against what we have in the Rambam, Beferish against what we have in the Rambam. And the Be'er Gra points this out in Os Yud Zayin, that the Shulchan Aruch was imprecise in attributing this to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that you don't have to be Tovelim again, that it does work B'diavit to be Tovel B'layla. And the Gra also points out that even the attribution to the Rif is imprecise, because the Rif quotes the Gemara that a Ger Tzorech Shlosha, but doesn't ask Milo Tavla L'Nidusa, meaning from the Gemara of Milo Tavla L'Nidusa. It must be, therefore, says the Gra, that the Rif also assumes that it's only a din l'chachila, and that's why it's not a stira, that it's only a din l'chachila to be tavel b'layla, and not ma'akev b'diavet, which makes the entire statement of the Shulchan Aruch about the Rif and the Rambam totally imprecise, totally incorrect, that the Rif and the Rambam would both be of the mind that if a ger was tovel at night, that it would work b'diavad. But the Shulchan Aruch says no. The Rif and the Rambam say that even b'diavad, it's no good. That even b'diavad, it doesn't work. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch is this. Look. So just make sure I'm quoting this correctly. Did anyone look? Did I put this on the Marvel Comes? I did. Yeah. So what was it? Reish Samaches
Gimel.
So the Shulchan Aruch says. Yeah. Reish Samaches Gimel. Calling Yanni Agar Ben Lodia Mitzvah Zakabin Ben Amila Ben Atvil Sarkshu Begimel Aksherim Lodun Ubayom Miru Dafka Lechachila Abadiavid Mlo Malo Tavel Elbifne Beis Ubalaila Afil Lotavel Shengeris Eli Isha Tavel Kiriv Isha Tavel Indusa Have a Ger Umotav Israelis Chutz Mikabals Mitzvah Shemakevis Mena Beyom Beshlosha Ula harif, ula harambam, afil b'diavet shetaval, omal b'fnei shnayim, o b'layla ma'akev, v'asr b'yisraelis. So that's the line, that ula harif, ula harambam is very, very difficult to understand. So that's what the Gra in Yud Zayin points out, that neither of those things really appear in the Rif of the Rambam. Right? He says, einu muskar zebarif, Ela Torkas of Kedem Bishmo, and he learns it from the fact that he says Shlosha Dechad Taimel Travayu De Mishpat, because if you need three, so it must be that it needs to be Beyom as well. Avala Rambam Kasav De Belayla B'Diavet Shapir Dami Kumosh Kasav Shekas B'Siyat Dishmaya Kakas V'Arashba. Okay, fine. So he points out that the Gra points out this problem in the Shulchan Aruch that seems that it's an inaccurate description of what the Rif and the Rambam say. Now Tosfos and the Rosh aren't going to be bothered by this question either, because they hold that you only need a Beis Din for Kabbalas HaMitzvos and not for any other part of Gerus. So again, this Kasha, we're going to try five approaches in the Rishonim in this Kasha. So again, the Kasha is how can the Gemara on the one hand say that Mishpat Ksivbe and therefore you need Shlosha and therefore you need Madbizim Belayla, but doesn't the Gemara say Milo Tavlin Dusa? So answer number one is that the Rambam is not going to be bothered by this Kasha because he holds Milo Tavlin Dusa has nothing to do with Gerus. Answer number two is that the requirement for a Beis Din is really only by Kabbalas HaMitzvos. You don't need a Beis Din for Tevila, and therefore, since you don't need a Beis Din for Tevila, the whole discussion about not doing Tevila B'layla is irrelevant, because the only reason you wouldn't be allowed to do Tevila B'layla is because you need a Beis Din, and there's no yeshiva's Beis Din B'layla. So if you don't need a Beis Din for the Tevila, it's not a problem at all. So that's two approaches. Third approach. The Rush quotes of Maram Rutenberg says, the fact that the Gemara never said, Ein matbilin ger belayla mai taima mishpat ksivbei, Right? The Gemara never said that we can't be tovel a ger at night because mishpat, and mishpat involves Beis Din. Now it says that by shlosha, it says ger tzorich shlosha. Why? Mishpat ksivbe. So that indicates that the gezeirah sakas of a mishpat ksivbe was really only about the need for three dayanim. It was not really about the timing of the gerus. Meaning, this is a limud of gezeirah sakas of the mishpat ksivbe. It's a limud lechatzayim. That in a certain sense we compare a gerus to mishpat, and in a certain sense we don't compare it to mishpat. Meaning we compare it to mishpat insofar as we require three dayanim, and we don't compare it to mishpat as far as the timing of the gerus. That the, really the gerus could be at night. Aye, but the Gemara says, as we're about to ask, Ein Mavilim Belayla?
No.
Okay, but let's just say it. The Gemara says, Ein Mavilim Belayla, says Rashi, Neymar Rottenberg, that's a Din Rabbana. But midaraisa, you can be matbil b'layla. The limud of mishpat ksivbe is only about the number of dayanim. So a couple of points before I take a question. First of all, it's difficult to understand why we'd be mechalik between different rules of Beis Din, right? The number of dayanim versus the timing of yeshiva's Beis Din, to split hairs that way and say, oh, the number of dayanim I'm going to learn from the word mishpat. As far as when the yeshiva's Beis Din, no, that I'm not going to learn from mishpat. So he must assume that Beis Din Belayla is not a chisaron in the etzem Beis Din. Meaning it is still called the Beis Din, so it's a shame Beis Din. It's a secondary rule. It's like a tangential rule that's not covered by the Gzeres HaKosov of Mishpat. But the Rush clarifies a little bit further, and he explains that the source that you need Mishpat for Gerus is a pasuk that says Mishpat, but the Gemara quotes a Braisa that says Ushvat Tem Tzedek. And there's another pasuk that Rashi quotes of Mishpat Echadi Elachem. So the Rosh says, the real key word is not mishpat. The real key word is ushvatetem. Ushvatetem, meaning it's not ushvateta, it's ushvatetem. What's ushvatetem? You in plural. So that means you're saying that who has to do gerus? Ushvatetem. Two people. But ein beis din shakol, mosif alein od echad, and therefore it's got to be that it's three people that are doing the gerus. So, but it's not really based on the word mishpat. It's really based on the word shvatem. The Torah never said gerus is a mishpat, just that the amount of people that are serving as a base in the gerus is three based on shvatem, but no real comparison between mishpat and gerus. And therefore, we wouldn't extend the dine based in that have absolutely nothing to do with the number of dayanim to a gerus, because it's not that there's a gerus, a kasuv, or a hekish that teaches us that gerus is a din. It's not a din. It's that ushvatetem is the terminology that's used, and since it's in plural, we see the number of dayanim that are supposed to be involved in gerus, but not that there's some sort of giloy that gerus is considered like a din Torah. It's not considered like a din Torah. So we wouldn't extend the rest of dine basin that have nothing to do with the number of dayanim to gerus. So gerus can even be belayla. That would also explain why we don't rely on hodos vavos b'chad namisagi. Right, that by hodos vavos one is good enough. So then how come by gerus we need three? We don't rely on one. No, because hodos valvos is the din and Beis Din. You don't have dinim of Beis Din by gerus, says the Maram Rutenberg. What you have is a specific idea that you need three people. That you need three people to be involved because of shvatetem. But there's no, all the rest of the dine based in don't apply when it comes to gerus. That's the chiddush Maram Rutenberg. Essentially, he says that the whole requirement of based in for gerus, which we've discussed at length, is not really a requirement for a based in. That it's just a gzeres hakasav of shvatetem that you need three people. Now.
Assume that all those other nafkaminas that we have by Beis Din, the first one was Gerdon Chaver here, also wouldn't apply.
Chora, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's very difficult. Then there's a fourth approach. There's a whole group of Rishonim that say that Din doesn't necessarily have to be Biyom, because Kabbalah's Mitzvos is like Tchilas Din, and Tevilah is like a Gemar Din, and the halacha is that a Gemar Din is afilu Belayla. A Gemar Din is Kasha Belayla. Can't do Tchilas Din Belayla is invalid, but a Gemar Din is Kasha Belayla. And the fact that we require it to be done by Yom is only a Midrabanan L'Chadchila. Meaning Gemardin being done by Yom is only a requirement l'chadchila midrabanan, and therefore Tevilas Geras also being done by Yom is only a requirement midrabanan l'chadchila. But b'diavad, Tevila is really a Gemar, is meaning yes, we compare Geras to Din, right? 100%, we compare Geras to Din. And it, and yet, you're allowed to do Tevila b'layla, because Milo Tavla Medusa. I thought you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to do Din b'layla. Not every part of din is puzzle if done belayla. L'chadchila, you're not supposed to do any part of din belayla. But gemara din is kosher belayla. So, yeah, ain matbilin ger belayla midrabanan. It's not, ideally, you're not supposed to do that. But it's kosher if you do it. You know why it's kosher if you do it? Because that is gemara din. That's not tchilas din. Tchilas din is absolutely puzzle belayla. But gemara din is kosher belayla. And tevila has the status of gemara din. Be that as it may, why would Tevila have a status of Gemardin as opposed to Tchilas? Like, who's to determine what's called the Gemardin? So it must be that you're viewing the earlier parts of the Geirus as the Tchilas. And what comes before Tevila? Kabbalah's Mitzvos and Mila, right? So it must be that Mila or Kabbalah's Mitzvos would be considered the Tchilas. Well, which is it? Is it Mila or the Kabbalah's Mitzvos that's considered the Tchilas Din? Meaning, if you're going to say that Mila is considered the Tchilas Din, and that's what makes Tevila the Gemar Din, that works really well if you're talking about a man. But we just learned from Rabbi Silberman, only 25% of Gerim are men, right? The most of the Gerim are women, and women don't have a Mila. So maybe for a woman, the Tchilas Din is going to be the Tevila, and therefore the Tevila is not going to be kosher b'layla, and that's a real problem for us. Why is that a real problem for us? Right, Nida is a woman, not a man, and the indication that Tevila happens at night is Milo Tavul Nidusa. So it would be very hard to say that the Tchilas Din is the Mila. What you would have to say is that the Tchilas Din is Kabbalah's Mitzvos. That's kind of hard also, though, right? Because we discussed the possibility that Kabbalah's Mitzvos maybe isn't even part of the process of Geirus at all. Maybe Kabbalah's Mitzvos is definition of Geirus. It's the, right? Kabbalah's Mitzvos is not part of the Maisa Geirus, it's the very definition of Geirus. If that's the case, then maybe you can't call Kabbalah's Mitzvos the Tchilas Din, because Tchilas Din implies beginning of a process, and that's not the beginning of a process. Meaning the Kabbalah's Mitzvos is not the beginning of a process, it's not part of the process at all. It's just the definition of what it means to become a Ger. So, meaning if you're trying to figure out, why would I assume, meaning once you're telling me that Tevila is the Gemar Din, so now I have to figure out what the Tchilas Din is. So I want to know, is it Milo or is it Kabbalah's Mitzvos? So why would I assume one and not the other, right? So we're just playing around now and trying to figure out, why would I assume that Milo is the Tchilas Din? Why would I assume Kabbalah's Mitzvos is the Tchilas Din? So we just made compelling arguments against each of them, right? To assume that Milo is the Tchilas Din is highly problematic, because then women don't have that Tchilas Din, which would mean that for a woman, Tevila is in fact the Tchilas Din, which would mean that for a woman, Tevila Belayla is possible. And that's a real problem, because the whole Hechrich to say that you can do Tevila Belayla is a Gemara. It talks about a woman. To say that Kabbalah's Mitzvos is the Tchilas Din is highly problematic. Why is it problematic to say Kabbalah's Mitzvos is the Tchilas Din? That works if you assume, like Shitas Hatosos, Kabbalah's Mitzvos is part of the process of Geirus. But if you assume that Kabbalah's Mitzvos is not part of the process of Geirus, but is rather the very essence, definition of Geirus, so it's very hard to call that the Tchilas Din. The problem is that the Gemar Din is the end of the Tchilas Din, meaning it's a conclusion of the same process, the same discussion. L'chora, whichever way you go, even if you say Mila is the Tchilas Din, Mila and Tevila are not part of the same process. We've already discussed that also. This is like where everything comes together, right? I mean, we've discussed that also, that Mila and Tevila accomplish very different things. We just discussed today, right? The Ger Shemal Velo Taval from Morocco or America, the Ger Amerikai, that has a Mila and no Tevila, and the Binyan Tzion, how he derived that he has to keep Shabbos at that point already with the Mila and no Tevila. Why does he have to keep Shabbos at that point already? Because the Mila already accomplished something to take him out of being an Ovid Chavid. He just doesn't have full Kedushah yet. If you say not like the Binyan Tzion, it's one big process, then it would make sense that we compare it to what Gemara Dinu Tchilas did. So the comparison probably relates to the understanding of the relationship between Mila and Tevila also. So that's approach number four. So approach number four, it really opens up like a million different sugyas for us. I mean, if you're going to say, again, approach number four is that why am I allowed to do, why is it that a Tevilas Nida can work for Geiris at night, even though you're not supposed to be Tevil at night? You're not supposed to do Geiris at night. No, you're only not allowed to do Tchilas Din Belayla. But Tevila is the Gemar Din. So that opened up the sugya for us of how exactly do we view Kabbalah's mitzvahs? How exactly do we view Mila, right? Which of those, and the relationship between each of those things and the Tevila. So that's a fascinating section. Then there's the sheet of the Rashbam. This opens up a lot of different subjects. Rashbam Babasra Daf Kufi Yud Gimel Kufi Yud Dalet seems to say that even by Dine Mamanis, the din of Ein Dan and Belayla is only L'chachila, but B'diavad the din is Kasher. And Mela, you have no kashas. Because what's the whole problem? That you're not allowed to be Dan Belayla because Mishpat Ksiv Bey. So you're not allowed to be Tovel Belayla because it's like a din. Yeah, that's it. But even in Dine Mamdis, where you're learning it from, you're allowed to do it at night. Bidia, then it's just L'chachila, you're not supposed to do it at night. So there's no kasha to begin with. So Frek the Ramban on the Rashbam, the Ramban says, wait a second. The Gemara says that chalitza b'layla is a machlokas tanoi. I have machlokas on whether you could do chalitza b'layla, whether it works, not whether you're supposed to do l'chachila, whether it works, whether it even works b'di'evet. And the Gemara says, oh, you know what the machlokas is about? Is chalitza considered a tchilas din or a gemar din? If chalitza is considered a tchilas din, what would halacha be? Tchilas din, b'layla is a zero. You can't do it tchilas din b'layla. But if chalitza is considered a gemar din b'layla, it's kosher. So the Gemara makes the Gemara in Parakacholitz makes that equation, says the Ramban. That whether tchila, whether chalitza works at night is dependent on whether chalitza is a tchilas din or a gemar din. According to Rashbam, even dine mamadis is kosher b'diavad b'layla. What's the tzad to say that chalitza would be possible b'layla? If you did the whole Dine Mamnes, Tchila, Gemar, everything, the whole thing would be Kosher Belayla B'diavet. It's only Din L'Chachila they're not supposed to do Din Belayla. So what's the tzad to say that Chalitza wouldn't work? Regardless of whether it's Tchila, Sin, or Gemar, Din, it should be Kosher B'diavet. That's one Kasha the Ramban asks. Then the Ramban further asks, you know, Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh Belayla. We don't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Kiddush HaChodesh requires a Beis Din. And we don't do Kiddush HaKodesh at night. And that's why Halacha L'maisa, if you forget Yalav Yavo, Marav and Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat, because Ein Mekachin Es Chodesh B'layla. You don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei, which most people say. So you see that Yalav Yavo is not such a big deal at night. Rav Shachter always likes to turn it on its head and says, you see that Yalav Yavo, you got to be more careful to remember Yalav Yavo at Marav. Because the Shachris, if you don't remember it, at least you can make it up. But in Marav, if you don't remember it, you're stuck. Then you just didn't do it. There's nothing you could do to fix it. So even more important to remember at Marav. A lot of times people get confused. They think they forget Yalav Yavo on Yontif, you know, Chol Hamoed or something. At Marav, they're like, I don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. No, that's only Rosh Chodesh, because Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh B'Layla. Right? It's not about Yom Tov. That's about Rosh Chodesh. So you have this din, that Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh B'Layla. That's why that's the famous chiddush. Maybe we'll discuss this for a moment or two. The famous chiddush of Rav Abula Pesvaler. Yeah? The famous chiddush of Rav Abula Pesvaler. What?
It's about like saying Yal Biyav on the first night of Rosh Hashanah.
Close. Rav Abula Pesvaler held that if you miss Hamelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. You can say Mekachin Es HaChodesh B'Layla. Right, that was the chiddush. Well, where did you discuss it?
No, I think I saw it in the Yireh Hamad, but I think it's the only thing somebody once said once. It was like the only thing anybody's ever heard.
Anyone's ever quoted from Abula Pesvaler, exactly. So, So I think he was like the Chavetz Chaim's Rebbe or something. Like he was like a very chash of a person. Like he was, but anyway, the Chayyadim quotes from Rav Abba LePesval, and then if you forget Hamelech Hakadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't repeat Shmona Esrei. Ein Mekadshin Es Hakadosh Belayla. So apparently, you see that Mishpat is Ma'akiv B'diavad to be done by Yom, and not Belayla. Because if we were kasher B'diavad Belayla, then you are Mekadosh Hakadosh Belayla B'diavad at least, and then you wouldn't repeat Yalav Yavo, wouldn't you? Right, the whole. All this would fall apart. So says the Ramban, I don't understand. How can you say that b'diavad a mishpat is kosher b'layla? Ein mekasher is kosher b'layla presumably is because there's no mishpat b'layla. But we're willing to say that there's no such thing as kiddush hachodesh b'layla. Not that b'diavad it works. There's no such thing as kiddush hachodesh b'layla. According to you, Rashbam, yes, there is such a thing as kiddush hachodesh b'layla. B'diavad. We couldn't get it done during the day. We do it at night. Kosher. Shasat Chak, k'diavad dami. If there's some sort of Shasat Chak, and we got to do it at night, we do it at night. And that would mean that you would repeat Shemon Esrei if you forget Yalav Yom at night. It would mean that Rav Abba LePesval, this whole Chiddush falls apart. So these are the kashas the Ramban asks on the Rashba. Before we get to the Ramban's answer, let's talk about Rav Abba LePesval a little bit, right? Fascinating Chiddush, no? It's called by the Chayi Adam. If you forget a Melech HaKadosh on Lel Rosh Hashanah, you don't repeat Shemon Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik said, ooh, if you take that logic, what if you daven a weekday Shemon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah night? No, what would you say? You daven the whole thing. You didn't get, you went right through Selach Lanu, everything. You did the whole thing. And you finish Shemon Esrei. If Rav Abba LePesval is correct, the Chareish V'yotze, Ein Mekadosh Chodesh B'layla, it may not be Rosh Hashanah yet. Because you're not allowed to be Mekadosh Chodesh B'layla. It's got nothing to do with the Melech HaKadosh. It's the whole Shemon Esrei L'chora. And that's absurd. Right? Meaning, one way to make an argument is to say, by your logic, the extension of your logic would lead you to an absurdity. And therefore, it must be wrong, right? So it seems that that would be l'chora, an absurdity, to assume that you could say a whole weekday Shemon Esrei b'layla, right? So that l'chora is not true. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that no, if you said Hakel HaKadosh when you should have said Hamelech HaKadosh, you just said the wrong nusach of davening. That's very different than forgetting Yalav Yavo. At night, if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, right? If you forget Yalav Yavo in Mar Shemon Esrei or in any Shemon Esrei for that matter, you were Yotze davening, you were Yotze tefillah. It's just you weren't Yotze a separate kli of Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora that you didn't mention the day, which is something a technical obligation that you're supposed to do. But you're Yotze the tefillah. This is how Rav Shachter writes in Eretz HaTzvi in Simon Hay. Says the Olam Hachdina de Chovas Haskaras Meina Ma'ora in a Makevs Betfila. I mean, we got it all wrong our whole lives. We always thought that if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh during the day, you weren't Yotze davening, and therefore you need to daven again. So Salvech said, no, that's not true. You were Yotze davening. You were Yotze davening. You got Shachris. You Yotze. What weren't you Yotze? You weren't Yotze. A separate cleave of Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. So betfilas Shemon Esrei, v'lomer yotzei yidei chovas tefila, el shlo yotzei yidei chovas haskaras meina ma'ora. Ulezeh omer chacham shemechzir enosa. And that's why we say you repeat Shemon Esrei. You know what the chiddush of you repeat Shemon Esrei is? It's not that you're obligated to repeat Shemon Esrei, it's that you are permitted to repeat Shemon Esrei. Because I would have thought, what, because I didn't do haskaras meina ma'ora, I didn't say Yalav Yavo, I'm going to say 19 brachas levatala? After I've already been yotzei then? I would say 19 brachos all over again, just because that's the only context within which I'm allowed to say Yalav Yavo, because they were never misakin Yalav Yavo, it's a separate thing. It always has to be part of something. So I'm going to say 19 extra brachos for that. That's the chiddush, Shehir Shuhu, that they allowed them. They allow us to say Shemon Esrei again. That's the whole chiddush. Wow. Mimela. Once they allow it, they're mechayev it. Meaning there's this concept called Tfilas Nadava. So we do it. Ki'ilu, it's a Tfilas Nadava. Now they were Mechayev us to do a Tfilas Nadava. So Rav Soloveitchik explains, based on this Chiddush, a number of things. I realize we're way off topic, but Afal Pikein. It's Kishmak. So he explains based on this a number of things. First of all, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed on Beis says that Tov Elo Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh B'Shacharis Ein Machzir No So, because it could be Yotzei Mein Amor at Musaf. Gemara says that if you miss Yalav Yavol at Shacharis, don't worry, you'll catch some mention of Rosh Chodesh at Musaf and you're good. So Rashi on the spot quotes that the Bahag says, no, that's about a Shliach Tzibur, because if a Shliach Tzibur forgets Yalav Yavol, it's going to be a big ordeal for the whole Tzibur to have to, you know, to have to wait as he repeats Chazaras Shatz again. So, okay, so for him, just let it go, let him be Yotzei at Musaf. However, Magen Avraham Kuf Chavav quotes from the Ramah that it even applies to a Yachid Daven Shacharis. Why? Why does it apply to a Yachid? He forgot Yalav Yavol. Why doesn't he have to repeat Shemon Esrei? What does it mean, rely on Musaf? So, Sefer of Salvation, according to this Yisod, it makes a lot of sense. If he forgot Yalav Yavol Shacharis, was he Yotzei Shacharis? No, answer is yes. What was he not Yotzei? Haskar's Mei Namor. What does that mean? What does that chiv of Haskar's Mei Namor? It means that at each slot of the day, you should have a Yalav Yavo or some Haskar's Mei Namor, whether it be at nighttime, at morning time, and at afternoon time. As long as you can have a Musaf when it's still the Zman Shachris, you're good. Because Musaf will include your Haskar's Mei Namor, so you're going to be Yotzei. So you're already Yotzei Tefillah. You're not going to repeat Shemon Esrei. No need to repeat Shemon Esrei. The only need to repeat Shemon Esrei is because that's your only way. It's your only chance to be Yotzei what? Haskar's Mei Namor. So you're not going to be able to do that. But if you can do it by davening Musaf, fine. And that's why, Rav Shechter writes, Rav Chaim said that on Shabbos, where we don't do Tefillah Nedava on Shabbos, so you wouldn't be permitted to repeat Shachar Shemon Esrei if you forgot Haskar's Mei Namor. Because the whole thing is built on Tefillah Nedava, because you already Yotzei Tefillah. The only reason you're allowed to do it again is because you could do it Tefillah Nedava, and Shabbos you don't do it Tefillah Nedava. So you wouldn't be allowed to. And that's why Rav Chaim added that nowadays, when we never do Tefillah Nedava, maybe it's always better to just be Yotzei with Musaf and not repeat Shemon Esrei. Rav Shechter points out that it would also turn out, and this is like where it gets a little bit beyond what standard practice is, if you forgot Yalav Yavah Mincha, right? Say you forget Yalav Yavah Rosh Chodesh Mincha. No, so you forgot Yalav Yavah, you're Yotzei what? Tefillah. What haven't you been Yotzei? Mein Amora. Okay, great. So you'll daven Mincha again. It's already past Shkia, like way past Shkia, right? And now it's already the next day. So what do you normally do if you weren't Yotzei Tefillah at Mincha? Tashlumin. You do a Tefillah Tashlumin. Can you do a Tefillah Tashlumin? You're already Yotzei Mincha, so what are you going to do Tefillah Tashlumin for? Oh, you know what I'm going to do Tashlumin for? I'm going to do Tashlumin for Yalav Yavol. But Marav afterwards, it said there's no Yalav Yavol anyway. Rosh Chodesh is over. So Rosh Chodesh, I'll tell you what. Even if Rosh Chodesh is not over, even if the next day is Rosh Chodesh also, you can't do it. Because your Chiyuv of Haskar's Mei Namor is to be slotted in each time. They were never misaking Tashlumin for Haskar's Mei Namor. They were misaking Tashlumin for Tefillah. And you already Yotzei Tefillah. Eretz Hatzvi Simen Hey, I would recommend just read the first four or five paragraphs. This is where he says all that. So we'll bring it slightly back to us, and then we'll bring it fully back to us. The fact that Ein Mekatshin Chodesh B'Laila can be explained in two ways. Ein Mekatshin Chodesh B'Laila, is that a din based in? Because there's no yeshivas based in B'Laila, mele Ein Mekatshin Chodesh B'Laila. Or is that a separate din of Kiddush HaChodesh? That Ein Mekatshin is Chodesh B'Laila. So in Beis Din, the Kaddish Al Pia Re'iyah, one way to explain is that Beis Din would be Koveya, the Rashi Chadashim. How are we Koveya Rashi Chadashim nowadays? We don't have a Beis Din. We do everything Al Pi Cheshbon. You could predict by a calendar exactly when everything is going to fall out for forever. Right? It was Zachariah's 19th birthday the other day. My father-in-law is like very into calendars. So he noticed that Zachariah's Hebrew birthday and English birthday were one day off, and he informed him that when he's 38 and 57, and whatever was after that, 76, it will also be one day off. But when he's 95, it will be exactly on the same day. How does he know that when he's 95, it's going to be on exactly the same day? Zachariah is very excited to learn this. He's looking forward to his 95th birthday. It's going to be a huge celebration. Right? How does he know? Because you can predict everything now. It's all Al Pi Cheshbon. There's no longer Al Pi Re'iyah. So the mashmos of the Rambam, Rav Shechter points out in Sefer HaMitzvos, is that the nihug of Klal Yisrael in treating the day as Rosh Chodesh, or treating the day as Yom Tov, that's what's koveh the Rosh Chodashim and the Yom Tov. So the Gemara's statement that Ein Mekatshin Chodesh B'Laila is not only because Ein Yeshiva is based in B'Laila, Because the halacha by yeshiva's basis is that if you're maschul b'yom, you could be gomer b'layla b'dinei mamonos. And yet by kiddush hachodesh, you can't even be gomer b'layla. So the Arsameach explains that atem afilu mutalim means that it doesn't even matter, you know, whatever the discussions were leading up to Kiddush Beis Din is irrelevant, because even if they were mistaken, the Kiddush Beis Din works, right? Even if they were mistaken. So whatever discussions they had previously were irrelevant. It's not a hemshech of the yeshiva's Beis Din Bayom. It could work regardless of any previous conversations that they had, and therefore the Kiddush HaKadosh Balayla is not a Gemar Din, it's the entirety of the Din. So even though when it comes to din imamnis, you could be gomer the din balayla, as long as you were maschil the din bayom. By kiddush hachodesh, there's no such thing, because whatever happened earlier is really irrelevant when it comes to kiddush hachodesh. Alternatively, Rav Soloveitchik suggests, maybe if they start discussing during the day, we would view the declaration of mekudesh at night as a hemshech of the original yeshiva's beis din, and still in mekadesh as chodesh balayla. But wait, I thought by dine mominus you can do a gemar din belayla. So the salvation maybe ain't done in belayla and ain't mekadesh as chodesh belayla, two totally separate dinim. The way we're mekadesh chodesh nowadays is by doing a nihug of Rosh Chodesh, saying yal v'yavol. So if it makes sense that if you forgot yal v'yavol during the day, you can repeat Shemon Esrei even though you've already been yotzei the tefillah in order to be mekadesh the chodesh. But if you forgot yal v'yavol at night, there's no heter to repeat the Shemon Esrei, because you've already been Yotzei Shemon Esrei. The only potential benefit for saying Yal of Yavo would be for Kiddush HaChodesh, but ain't Mekadesh HaChodesh B'layla. It's a totally separate din. You can't be Mekadesh HaChodesh B'layla. So anyway, going back to us over here. So again, we have how many approaches over? Did we do all five? Yeah, five approaches. So how do we reconcile the ain't Matbilin the Sager B'layla and Milo Tavlin do so, where we are obviously Matbil B'layla. So now let's chaz it over. According to the Rambam, what do we say? No kasha to begin with, because the Rambam holds in that Milo Tavlin do so has nothing to do with Tfilas Gevus. We pointed out that the Rambam, who's not bothered by that kasha, yet for some reason in Isur Rebiya, no, what did he say? The B'diavad works. Why did he have to say that? That's a difficulty. And that he's misquoted in Shulchan Aruch, as is the Rif. Right? Okay, good. Mahalik number two? Tell us, that what? That only Kabbalah's all mitzvahs requires a Beis Din. Aye, but it says, ain't Matbilin, you're not allowed to be Matbil Ger Belayla? Din Rabbanan, something like that. Okay. But Midoraisa, only Kabbalah's mitzvahs requires a Beis Din. Good. Number three? The Marmorberg, which was what? With Shvat Tem, there's no din of Beis Din when it comes to Geirus. There's a Xeris HaKosov with Shvat Tem. You need two Dayanim, main Beis and Shakel, Nosifin Alein Olechon. But it's really only about the three. It's not about all the other dinim of Yeshiva's Beis Din, therefore it's not going to be about Laila. Number four? Is that number four? Did I just say number four? No, what was number four? The Rov Rishon, let's say what? That is Gemar Din. Gemar Din is Kasher B'Layla, and you'll view this as Gemar Din. That opened up a whole bunch of sugyas for us. What do you mean it's only like Gemar Din? What was the Tchilas Din then? Was the Tchilas Din Kabbalah's Mitzvos? Well, if Tchilas Din was Kabbalah's Mitzvos, then that means you view Kabbalah's Mitzvos as part of the process, and not as the definition of Geirus. Or was the Tchilas Din Mila? But if the Tchilas Din was Mila, what's the problem? Women don't have a Mila, which would mean that the whole Din is the tevila, and then they wouldn't be able to be tovel at night, but the whole source that says you can be tovel at night is you're tovel to do so, which is a woman. And then we have the Rashbam, right? The Rashbam of Basra, that even by dine mominus it's kasher to do belayla b'diavad. So we pointed out that the Ramban has two kashas on the Rashbam. Kasha number one is that the Gemara says Chalitza b'layla is tali in a machlokas tanoim. Chalitza b'layla is tali in a machlokas tanoim. And that machlokas tanoim is tali on whether you view chalitza as tchilas din or gemar din. But who cares whether you view it as tchilas din or gemar din? But the evidence all works anyway, according to the Rashbam. And the other problem is that ain't mekachshon chodesh b'layla, which brought us on to Rav Abba LePesveler and Eretz Tzvi Simenei and everything else. But ain't mekachshon chodesh b'layla with what? Which means what? That it doesn't work. It doesn't even work. And you have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you forget. I mean, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, because it just doesn't do anything. But according to the Rashbam, yes, it does. B'diavad, you can be Mekadosh the Chodesh B'layla, and especially if you take into account Shas Adchak, B'diavad, I mean, any Shas Adchak, you'd be allowed to be Mekadosh the Chodesh B'layla. So how do you defend the Rashbam? So the Ketzos defends the Rashbam. And he says, the only part of the din that really matters is the Gemar din. The Masu Matan is not Ma'akev. So if a Beis Din, let's say, skips Masu Matan and went straight to Pesach, the din would be binding. So when you have a din Torah B'layla, you could view it as if the Tchilas din just never happened. And that's why Tchilas din B'yom Gemar din B'layla is going to be kasher, meaning a Tchilas din at night, if the Tchilas din were at night, it's as if it never happened. And a Gemar din is kasher B'layla. A Gemar din is going to be kasher B'layla. Right? Everyone agrees. So the Ramban might say, well, wait a second, there's no halacha that a Gemar din is fundamentally kasher B'layla. No. The reason a Gemar din is kasher B'layla is because it's not because we're divorcing the Tchilas din from the Gemar din. Right? It's not that we look at a Gemar din as an independent entity. No, the reason a Gemar din is kasher B'layla is because that means that the Tchilas din was B'yom. And as long as you started B'yom, whatever you could finish whenever you finish. And that's the din of Gemar din being kasher B'layla. Meaning it's not that there's some special din that a Gemar din is kasher B'layla. It's that it's hakol holeich achara aschala. Everything goes with where it started. Where do we have such a thing, that everything goes with a haschala? Where do you ever have such an idea? Tefillah, by like what?
Zman,
right? Is there such a din that if you start within the Zman, right? Rabbi Zat stopped here last night because wherever he's staying, I don't know where it is, right? But wherever he's staying, they weren't finishing mincha within before Shkir, right? They have different Zman. So, but as long as they start before Shkir, maybe that would be good enough. So that's a very controversial discussion in the Poskim, whether you say like that. That's attributed, that idea is attributed to the Yira Kadosh. Yira Kadosh Miparshischa, and that's quoted in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, not Eretz Hatzvi. Not Eretz Hatzvi. I'm not quoting Rav Shechter again, so you don't mark that on your count. Eretz Tzvi, who's the Eretz Tzvi? The Kadosh Glover, Avari Tzvi Frumer. He was a famous Rashiva, a very famous yeshiva. What yeshiva was he, Rashiva? Chachmi Lublin. Everyone knows Rav Meir Shapiro as being the Rashiva Chachmi Lublin. Kadosh Glover was Rashiva twice as long as Rav Meir Shapiro was. Meir Shapiro died at a very young age. He was Rashid for like 3 years, and then he died, unfortunately. And the Kadosh Glover was the handpicked successor, Avari Tzvi Frumer. He was the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. So he has all these wild tshuvas, like big chidushim all over the place. So he quotes the Yira Kadosh in the following context. He was asked, this is again a little far afield, but he was asked why it is that so many people give Shalach Manos after Purim is over. Is there any svara that you could be yotze giving shalach manos after Purim is over? So he says, yeah, sure you can. Why? He says, because the Yira Kadosh said that everything goes basa da haschala at the beginning. You know, you start davening right before shkia, the whole thing counts as shkia, which means that if you start Yisudas Purim when it's still Purim and you continue into the night, it all goes basa da haschala. The Truma Sedeshin writes that the purpose of shalach manos is to provide some of the Suda's Purim. So you're providing a Suda during what's still a Suda's Purim. You're going to tell me, yeah, but you can't just make up your own way to do the mitzvah, the getter of the mitzvah, is that you're supposed to give it on Yatav. He says, sure you can make up your own way to do the mitzvah, because the Rosh and Menachos writes that in order to be Yotzeh the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, since the whole purpose is just to learn, you can just buy Svarim. So when you put all three together, you can give yourself manos after Purim. Limud Zuchus. But where did the Yira Kadosh get it from? So Yira Kadosh got it from Tosfos and Brachos and Tav Zayin, right? We just had Bilam. That Bilam cursed Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara and Brachos, Tav Zayin says, because he knew the exact rega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zan. So it's Frek the Gemara, what's he going to say exactly? Frek Tosfos, what's he going to say in a rega? So Tosfos has two answers. Kalein, which can happen very quickly. Or maybe he starts the curse at that rega and then he finishes it much later on, but it all goes basada ashala. So says the Yira Kadosh, oh, I like that answer at Tosfos, and therefore I'll say that maybe the same thing is true by Tzvila. So Shachta has in, that's now I'm actually referring to, so Shachta has in, I think, Nefesh HaRav, one of them, that Rav Soloveitchik thought that was a joke. He thought that was ridiculous. But it's a machlokes in the post, and the Rosh Hashulchan quotes it, also doesn't love it. So, anyway. So at the end of the day, two opinions why Gemar Din is Kasha Belayla. Either because there's a fundamental halacha that Gemar Din is Kasha Belayla, or that Gemar Din follows the Tchilas Din. So according to the Ketzos, you don't really need a Tchilas Din. But that's not really true of Gerus or Kiddush HaChodesh. By Din and Mamanis, you can say that the Tchilas Din is Kamandalesa and you just view everything by the Gemar Din. But by Chalitza and Kiddush HaChodesh, you definitely do need a Tchilas Din. So therefore, the Rashbam would also agree that when Tchilas Din matters, then the Tchilas Din must be Bayom. So the Rashbam may not help us over here by Gerus, is what I'm trying to say. Because the Rashbam was talking about regular Dine Mamanis. He wasn't talking about Gerus. Now the Shach over here in Gerus, in Reish Samaches, says that in Sivkan Tess, that Ksas Archim, because the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Hay, says that Im Avru V'danu Belayla Dine and Din. That if you do a din belayla, it works. So even Kabbalah's mitzvah should be able to be done at night. Everything should be able to be done at night. So why does Ramah just say that it can't be done at night without saying that if, you know, Avru v'dan belayla over here in Geirus, that it would be good enough? So the Shach says, maybe only din imamnis, where you have hefker bezin hefker, it could work. But maybe by Geirus v'chalitza, you don't have Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, maybe the whole thing would be possible. Okay, we rushed a little bit at the end because I got to go give another counsel shiur. But that tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll try to do a little bit about the order of Mila and Tevila. And again, then later in the week, hopefully we'll get to Gerus, L'Shem Davaracha, L'Shem Ishus, and Ger Katan as we rush through these last few. Yes. Okay.